Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me who can stand. Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand when we call on him. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name.
under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. But the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say there's something about that name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Say yes. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya. Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. How many out there today want to bless that wonderful name of Jesus? How many want to glorify his name? See, the whole song ushered in the presence of God. Those songs made you thankful for being alive. Those songs, oh wow, they went down into the heart of the matter. Hey, hallelujah. I bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. There's no other God I know. Amen. Once again, we'd like to just greet you all in the matchless, awesome, precious name of Jesus. I know you may get tired of me saying it, but there's no other name that can match the name of Jesus. There's no other name that is as precious to me as that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that God gave him a name that was above every name. He said, the name of Jesus. When you begin to listen to songs like that, woo, Lord, it stirs something up on the inside, Dr. Singleton. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. At the end, he said, he don't care what kind of problem you have. If it's big, little, small, in between, God can fix it for you. Amen. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we got to know that we don't need to fear. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I thank him for that love today. I thank him for that power, and I thank him for a sound mind. Hallelujah. We don't know how close we are to losing our mind sometimes. The tests, the trials, the tribulations, the persecutions, hallelujah, that you have to endure, that you have to go through, they can take you out of here. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh, I love him this morning. This afternoon, rather. Hey, glory to me. Thank you, Lord. We just bless the Lord again for you all tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina hosts our segment called Day Overcame, where there's powerful life-transforming testimonies. Amen, where people discuss and come online and tell you what God has done. You know, folks don't even testify no more in these churches. Hallelujah. After they ask for your offering, and that's about it, and they done sung and danced and shook it down and everything else they do. You know, they don't want to hear nothing about what God is doing for you. Hey, that's a subject for a topic for another week. Amen. But we thank God for you all also on Sunday morning. We're on for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So we invite each and every one of you all to tune in and listen to these segments. I tell you, they will enrich your life. They will inspire you. They will enlighten you. And they will also empower you. Hallelujah, to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. How many know we have a destiny in Christ Jesus? Amen. So I'm just so thankful for this wonderful man of God that's going to minister the word of God for us on today. I call him the alphabet man. And some people may be, why do you call him the alphabet man? Because this young man has studied. He has studied academically, and he has also studied in the spiritual realm. Amen. He is a scholar of the word. He loved the Lord with all his heart, and he loved God's people. Amen. I call him Alphabet because he has so many degrees. I can't even name them all, and I get confused. A, B, B, D, 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 C, C. So I just say Alphabet Man. Amen. But he is anointed. He is the husband of one wife. He only had one wife. He's been married over 20 years to Lady Jenny Singleton. He's also the son of Bishop Winston and First Lady Norma Jean Singleton of Greater Bethlehem Temple Church in Inglewood, California. He's also the CEO and founder of his own ministry titled Greater Enrichment Ministries. He is a conference speaker. He is a musician. He is a Sunday school teacher. He's, again, a Bible instructor. He's an engineer. He does it all. He does it all. And what I love about him, he's still humble. He wears all those hats and all those different titles. He's also the district elder for the state of Nevada under the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith. And that's, I think that's about enough. He's also the eldest son of Bishop Winston Singleton. Amen. So he has two younger brothers that's under him. Amen. But we just love Dr. Singleton. I tell you, if you ever are in need of somebody teaching this word to your people, you have no better person than Dr. Singleton. His ministry encompasses the total man. So he just don't talk to you from the spiritual realm. He talk about the natural. I mean, know it's first natural, then spiritual. So he'll be able to counsel you on the total man. And I'm finding out that is what we're lacking in our churches today. It's all spiritual, and we're ministering to the spiritual needs while our natural needs are suffering, while we don't even know how to bring our families together, because some of us are so holy, we're so holier than thou, and guess what, everything around us is crumbling, hallelujah, because we feel like we're anointed 24/7, but the devil is a lie. You got to think about bringing things together in the natural. The man say, the Bible say, if a man don't rule, if a bishop, a man don't rule his house well, then he's worse than an infidel. Amen? So we have to bring some order to our houses. And what do you mean? You got to bring some order with your children. Amen. So I'm going to let Dr. Singleton get into this message today, because our focus for the week is the danger of division. The danger of division. And Matthew 12:25 says that a house that is divided, a city that is divided, it cannot shall not, the Bible says, it shall not stand. Amen. So anything divided, God gets no pleasure in it. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce to our listeners and our audience and our callers and those that may come into the chat room a little bit later, our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Dr. Winston, District Elder Dr. Winston L. Singleton, Jr. of Great Enrichment Ministries, Los Angeles, California. God bless you, Dr. Singleton. We all call him Winnie, and he's not offended if you call him Winnie. God bless you. I also see Mother Spates on the line. So good to see you today, Mother Spates. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Dr. Singleton? Dr. Singleton?
Praise God, Evangelist. I was on mute, baby. Didn't want to interrupt anything. God bless you and the speaker, Dr. Singleton, today.
Amen, Mother Spates. Dr. Singleton, thank you for tuning in today. I'm waiting on him. Is his phone on mute? Okay, just a moment. Praise the Lord, Dr. Singleton. Okay, his mic is open. I don't know where he is. Let me text him while I'm on the phone. But anyway, we thank God for him today. Again, I'm going to ask Mother Spates to just open up with the word of prayer. Mother Spates? Okay, just a moment. Okay, Sister Ruby, I got it. Mother Spates?
Yes, sweetheart.
God bless you. Can you open up with the word of prayer for us on today while we get the speaker on the line?
Amen. Praise God. I'm honored. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah for this faithfulness on this line with the woman of God and hallelujah, her laboring in the vineyard. I give God praise for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a great topic today, a house divided. I can't wait to hear what the Spirit of God is saying through Dr. Singleton. But Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah. But you have called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for the open ears and the hearing, the open eyes and the hearing ears today that's on this line, that they would have hearing ears and open eyes to hear and see what your word and what your spirit is revealing to us about a house divided. Glory to God. Not only a natural house, but your spiritual house, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you in the eyes of our understanding shall be enlightened, that Dr. Singleton will be the voice. You will be the voice behind his voice speaking to us today, God. Hallelujah, letting us know to set our house in order. Glory to God, to tear down everything that's dividing us, all the schisms and isms. And we thank you for mercy today, because where would we be without your goodness? Where would we be without the Lord's mercies? Ah, we would be consumed, Father. Ah, Lord, that we would fight and devour one another. Have mercy on us, Father. And thank you for sending a voice today. Use even Evangelist Bernard to be a voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To bring the word of reconciliation, to bring a word of restoration, to bring a word on this radio time of reflection, destiny, hallelujah, new destiny ministries to gather us, to bring us to attention. Glory to God in this hour, what we must do. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit you're doing these things. Bless the people, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I stand in the authority of Almighty God as a voice in the earth. Glory to God, decreeing the word of God. Hallelujah. You have no right You have no right to passage. For this purpose, Jesus Christ was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We are one. Dr. Singleton, Evangelist Bernard, hallelujah, glory to God, and those that run this ministry, we are one. Hallelujah. We may be absent in the flesh, but we're present in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we release the angels of the Lord to encamp around about us today to fear the Lord and bring deliverance. Case every enemy on the perimeter hanging to devour, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father, for blessing the speaker today. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we give you praise and give you glory for strength, even on Evangelist Bernard today, to Sister Ruby today. We thank you, hallelujah, for your glory being manifested. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the new anointing that has come into the earth to give us strength to walk it out until the trump of God sounds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Do you hear me? Hello?
Dr. Singleton?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I think she's having problems with the system.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know if everyone else can, but she asked me to pray. She's having problems with the system.
Well, I heard everything from the beginning. I just, when I was speaking, no one heard me.
Yeah, she couldn't hear you, so she asked me to pray, so she's working on that. So I can hear you very clearly. She's working on that.
So, yeah, you hear me right now?
Yes, sir, you're very clear.
Okay, I can go ahead and start speaking?
Yes, she's not. Go ahead and see if they can hear you, because I don't hear her at all.
Okay. I was on. What happened? I ended up getting back off. I got off of it because what happened, they were saying hello. I was saying hello back, but no one was, I guess she didn't hear me, so I ended up hanging up and then coming back on.
Okay, Randy?
Yes.
Dr. Singleton?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're on. The phone was on mute for a minute, so God bless you. Thank you, Mother Space, for that anointed prayer, and now we give you to our speaker. We're back on. God bless you.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We hear you loud and clear. Go for it.
Very good. All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. We thank the Lord. Sometimes the enemy can work in the airways, because the Bible talks about he's the prince and the power of the air, the god of this world. But the Bible said greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So the spirit that we have in us is greater than the spirit that's out in the atmosphere. I'm just so elated to be here this morning. I thank God for this wonderful opportunity to come before the people of God. And I think this is a wonderful topic that Evangelist Adrian came up with this week. I believe it's of God, talking about the danger of division. I think that's something in this end time that really needs to be addressed, because, first of all, the division is also a part of one of the elements of Jesus coming, because the Bible said that there must be a falling away from the faith first, then the end will come. The Bible said that the gospel should be preached to all nations, the gospel of the kingdom be preached to all nations for a witness, then the end shall come. We find out that the Bible said in the book of Matthew, when Jesus' disciples came to Jesus, said, Lord, tell us when these signs should be, and when should be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world. He said, first of all, take heed that no man shall deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ or anointed, and shall deceive many. But he told us not to be discouraged, not to be perplexed, because these things must come to pass. But he said that the end is not yet. He said there'll be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. But he said, see that we do not become dismayed. That is a sign of the coming. But when I was coming along in my growing up in the faith, there was one scripture that was said that now makes a lot of sense to me now. And the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to question that and say, what did it mean by that? But see, we understand that iniquity is a mystery, because it constitutes so many different things, a plethora of many elements that we don't understand. It can be lust. It can be wickedness. It can be all types of matter of destructive things. So you can't put your finger on what iniquity was. We found out that Satan or Lucifer, when he was in his good way and attitude, the Bible said that God told him, he said that you were perfect from the day I created you until I found iniquity in you. And the Bible made mention that Lucifer became violent and began to cause all kind of havoc in the heavenlies. And we find out that the Lord had to kick him out of heaven because he was causing division. So we're talking about today the danger of division. So when I look at, because iniquity shall abound, because of the wickedness and the contamination and all the elements of destructive things that are in our midst, we're seeing that there's people that's killing themselves. We see people that's raping. We see all types of murder. We saw the bombing last week in Boston and all the things that's going on catastrophically in our universe. The Bible said, because that shall abound and be around us, the love of many will wax cold. And we have to understand that love is the, we would call it, it's the bond of perfectness or perfect harmony. God constitutes that love is the element. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave unto you, that ye love one another as I have also loved you. He said, by this love, all men, mankind, humankind, will know that you are my disciples and followers because you have love one for another. But the enemy don't want to see the love.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to see the love of the world. He don't want to see the love of humanity. He don't want to see the love of the body of Christ. And I believe that God has given me a word today to give unto you as well as myself concerning of being aware of the dangers of division. And my theme today will be, let us become constructive and not destructive. My theme of today will be, let us become constructive and not destructive.
I like that.
You said, well, Elder, what are you talking about? When I'm talking about becoming destructive, I mean constructive, I'm saying promoting improvement or development. When you are constructive, you are able or helping to construct or to build up or to make suggestions that will cause growth. When I'm giving constructive criticism, I am building you up. I'm not tearing you down. I'm looking beyond your faults and seeing your needs. When I'm becoming constructive, I'm looking at your well-being. I have your best interest at heart. I have compassion for you. I have love for you. I don't look at myself when I'm considering you. The Bible said, consider others more highly than yourself. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. So therefore, I have to learn and become constructive and not become destructive, which means a destroying or likely to destroy. When I'm talking about something that's destructive, I'm talking about something that causes much damage. It has the tendency to overthrow. It has the tendency to disprove. And it has the tendency to discredit. We're talking about negativity. You know, sometimes when you say, praise the Lord, someone, you say, well, praise the Lord. Isn't a good day? They say, what's good about it? That's negativity. When you looking nice in your good suit, instead of saying, praise the Lord, you look so nice. Oh, you think you look good with that suit on, huh? Oh, you think you look good with all that hair. You know that hair ain't yours. Well, why you have to become negative when it comes to greeting me? The Bible said, greet the brother with the holy kiss. You don't even want me to touch you and hug you. So the problem is today, the reason why we're not one today because we don't trust one another. The reason why we're not building one another because we're becoming destructive and not constructive. Look what the Bible said. The James said, before I start getting really diving into the pool of construction, look what the Bible says in the book of James. He's in chapter number 5. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Bible said, if it's two or three gathered together and touching on one thing in here, I will be in the midst. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to a flight. We have to learn now that I need you and you need me. We are part of God's body. stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. He said it is his will that every need be supplied. In other words, you are important, and I need you to survive. But we're finding out today, it seems like when the church has become more mega, it's more destructive. It's supposed to be the more mega, the more love. My love should be elevated. My love should have more magnitude. My love should have more intensity. But it seems like the bigger our churches are becoming, the more alienated we are, the more discombobulated we are, the more destructive we are. But God wants us to come together. God wants us to be a family. God wants us to tear the kingdom of Satan down by using the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God cannot come together if we're divided. A house that's divided cannot stand. But, you know, I was looking at that. Listen, before we go on further, we have to understand the background of that story. We find out that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And the Pharisees were very much upset because they were going through and gathering up corn and in the field. And the disciples, the Pharisees said, "Look, Jesus, I see your disciples gathering up corn." This is on the Sabbath. Then Jesus went on and used the word. He said, "Do you not know the word?" He said, "What about David? When David was among the priests and how he ate the shoe bread that was holy." Mm. He said, you don't even know what David went through. David ate, and it wasn't nothing against him. He said, "How can you say that the disciples is doing this wrongly?" He said, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." And then so then he went on and started healing some more folks. And then it came to him, he was healing all manner of diseases. And then what happened, we find out that the Pharisees got angry. And Jesus, and the Bible said that Jesus could read their mind. And so he knew they were trying to get him. So what he did, he got lost in the crowd there and then started healing folks. Then they started calling him the devil. And so I said, "Hey, he's not of God. He's of the devil." But then Jesus went on and said, "Hey, if I'm the devil can't cast out the devil. And if the devil cast out himself, he can't stand." Then he went on to say that the house that divides itself can't stand. Neither the city or the town divide themselves can stand, and families can stand. So thanks to God, we are doing an injustice when we're fighting and dividing one another. It's time to lift one another up. It's time to build each other up. If you don't have what I don't have, I should ask, how do you have that? If you got the gift of healing and I don't have it, you should say, "Brother, I desire to have what you have. How did you get that?" The Bible says also, too, if you lack wisdom, he said, let him ask of God, who gives to every man liberally and abradeth not. He said, but let that man ask in faith, not wavering. And then James said in another passage, he said, we receive not because we ask not. He said, because when we ask amiss. We ask selfishly. We ask on our own accord. But God wants us today, saints of God, to become constructive to one another and not destructive. Now, when we're talking about and also becoming destructive, we're talking about causing destruction. We're talking about design, creating things and designing things and the tendency to destroy. We're talking about destructive criticism. We're talking about unleashing destruction. We're talking about performing devastating productivity. We're doing things to offset one another. But I want to start off reading in the book of Galatians. Amen. Chapter number 5, verse 13. It says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Then it said here in verse number 15 of chapter number 5 of Galatians, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." Saints of God and friend, God is calling for to be unified. The Bible says, or David said in the book of Psalms, He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. The effect is not destructive, it's constructive. He said, now, he said, it's like the precious ointment, the anointed fragrance of the oil of God. It's like when people come together in unity, it's just like it running down the brow, even onto the beard, even onto the skirt of Aaron. But I want to take it a little further. That oil goes into the skirt, it goes into the garment, and then it drips down to my feet, and then it saturates into my skin. So if I can get with somebody who is somebody in Christ, and I can get with someone with like passions, someone with like precious promises, I can be able to grab a hold of that person and become, because why? I can have influence. If I get with someone that's anointed, I become anointed. When I get with someone that's godly, I become godly. When I get with someone that's spiritual, I become spiritual. When I get with someone that's godly, I become godly. What are we talking about? I become constructive and not destructive. Can the church say amen? Let us become constructive and not destructive. I want to take it a little further. I want to take it a little further in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the theme for 1 Corinthians is correction of carnal living. I will say that again. The theme for 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians, which is a Pauline letter, in other words, a letter that Paul wrote. He wrote to the first church of Corinth talking about correction of carnal living. The reason why he wrote this, because the people was acting very carnal. And they was causing disenchantment, and they was causing disarray among one another. Look what he said in chapter number 3 of the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me. If you don't have your Bible, please listen to me. But what I want to do, I want to read it. Read your King James, but I want to read it from the contemporary English version. I want to read from the contemporary English version of the King James so I can just paraphrase it some that you can understand it. This is what it reads. Chapter 3, verse 1, starting at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 1 says, my friends, ye are acting like the people of this world. That's why I could not speak to you as spiritual people. You are like babies, and as far as your faith in Christ is concerned. So I had to treat you like babies and feed you milk. You could not take solid food.
Lord Jesus.
He said, you still cannot. You said you are not spiritual and you are acting like people of this world. Some of you say that you follow me, and others claim to follow Apollos. Isn't that how ordinary people behave? Number 5, Apollos and I are merely servants who help you to have faith. It is the Lord who made it all happen. Number 6, I planted the seeds, Apollo watered them, but God made them sprout and grow. Number 7, what matters isn't those who plant or water, but God who made the plant grow. Number 8, the one who plants is just as important as the one who waters. And each one will be paid for what they do. Number 9, Apollos and I work together for God. And you are God's garden and God's building. Number 10, God was kind and let me become an expert builder. King James says master builder. I laid a foundation on which others have built. But we must, this is very important that you look at this, we must each be careful how we build. Number 11, because Christ is the only foundation. The Bible says we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. what Paul was saying, Paul was talking to a group of people that was arguing and causing havoc and division. And Paul had to talk to them, not as grown-ups in the Lord, but as children, because they were divided among themselves, because one said they were following Paul. The other said they were following Apollos. But they did not realize that God placed into the body, which we're going to be talking about in a few moments, God placed into the body capable people who he's equipped with various gifts and abilities to bring us all together. He said, but I can't talk to you spiritual. You're acting like the world is acting. You're fighting and devouring one another. He said, well, so if you deal with me, so what? If you deal with Apollo, so what? We're both here to help build you up. We are here to create a constructive environment. We're here to build you up. We're here to edify you. We are here to build up your most holy faith. But you don't appreciate that. Because I have a degree and you don't, you won't listen to me. But the Bible said that Christ led captivity captives, and he didn't give degrees unto men. He gave gifts unto men. We have to realize that God has a calling on my life. I have to realize that your calling will benefit me. If God has given you a musical ministry, it's going to benefit me. If God gives you a ministry of helps, it's going to benefit us. If God gives you the gift of healing, it's not just for your family, it's for the family of Christ. Whatever God gives you, you're supposed to share it with me. I'm tired of selfish people. See, I'm giving constructive criticism in this message. I'm criticizing those that God has given a gift to, but you're keeping it to yourself. Loose here and share your gift with me. Stop becoming so self-centered.
You're preaching.
Aware with yourself. God said you belong to me. Mm. God said what he's given you is to help me. You're helping the world and not helping me. Loose here. If you don't act according to where God has wanted you to act, then you're going to hinder my blessing. My blessing is predicated on your gift.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. My blessing is predicated on your gift. And when you hold back what God has given you, you're holding back my blessings that's coming to me. Because you're supposed to bring me closer to God. But because you are inactive, and because you're self-centered, and because you want to be selfish with your gift, you're causing me not to go get to my destiny. You're causing me not to get where I need to be.
That's a word.
In the name of Jesus, I want you to loose your gift and unleash it to my well-being. The body needs what God has given you, and you got to stop holding back on God. Get out of that wine. Get out of that tavern. Stop smoking that dope. God has called you. Stop staying in your house. Stop staying in your living room by yourself. Get out of that house and talk to me. Hallelujah. Pray that prayer of intercessory prayer to me. Get me to loose my mind through your gift. It's because of you that I'll become strengthened. And stop holding back on me. Become constructive and not destructive. So Paul was talking in the book of 1 Corinthians. He was telling the people, if you belong to me, so what? And if you belong to Apollo, so what? We're both working for the same goal.
We're working to increase
the body. We're talking to strengthen the body of Christ. I'm weak. I need your strength. I'm lonely and I need your comforting. I'm by myself and I need you to get next to me. I need you to encourage me right now because my mind is in disarray. The devil is telling me I don't have a purpose. The devil is telling me I don't have the talent. But God has given you the tool to help me. And you got a nerve to sit on it. Loose here. Give me your gift then. You got that one talent. You're supposed to multiply it. You got that five talents. You're supposed supposed to increase. Amen. You're supposed to get 10. Then why you want to keep the 5? God said you unprofitable. You person of iniquity. God said, I can't use you if you're going to sit back on me. God said, I gave you the gift. You asked for it, and I gave it to you. And now you won't use it to help me loose you today, because you're becoming destructive and not constructive. Oh, Lord, I'm getting angry. I'm getting indignant right now. Because why? You have to have passion. Hey, Lord, you prayed for passion. You asked God. You fast and prayed that the Lord give you an ability. And after you've given it to you, you know he's given it to you. But then you keep asking people, did God give me that? You know God gave you that. It's time to step out on God today. It's time to use what you got. Hallelujah. You got a little faith. Use it. Me. I need you to survive. There's witches and warlocks. Hallelujah. There's sorcery made known in the world. And the only thing I got to do is connect to you and get an answer. Sue, got to get out of your mind so you can help me. If you're not a pastor, then step down off the pulpit. If you're not an evangelist, stop traveling off the plains.
Hey, come on, Winnie, you preaching
amen,
today.
Stay in your house. You're supposed to help me. You're supposed to travel. And in a few moments, I'm going to give you some constructive criticism to the body of Christ, because you're not helping me to grow.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, oh God. So we're talking about Paul, talking about correction of carnal living. Paul's trying to tell us to stop being carnal-minded. Stop being self-centered. Paul is trying to tell us, if you belong to Pastor so-and-so, don't get mad at me because I go to Apostle Dingle Dong's church. Pastor Dingle Dong and Apostle Dingle Dong supposed to do the same Dingle Dong. You're supposed to uplift me. When I'm in your city, I'm supposed to grow. When I get back home, I'm supposed to grow. Whenever part of the United States that you are at, I'm supposed to grow. You are here for us. You are here to construct me and not destruct me. Amen. It's not by the way. I want to let you know, you that are in a ministry out there today, your ministry is not based upon how you feel, but it's about doing God's will. Let me repeat myself. Your ministry is not about how you feel, but it's about doing God's will. And God's will is that none should perish, come unto repentance and be saved. I'm tired of people looking at me negatively because you're not doing your job.
If you do your job,
people be happy to see me. If you do your job, I won't be graffiti on the wall. If you do your job, I'll be able to be accepted in society. But you have to let God use you. Lord have mercy. Let me get on here because I feel an attitude here in the spirit. Let me tell you here. Now we're going into the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. But let me tell you what the theme of Ephesians is all about. The theme of Ephesians is talking about building the body of Christ. Let me show that again. The theme for Ephesians is building the body of Christ. If you notice, building is not tearing down.
All right.
Being constructive is not being destructive. Being positive is not being negative. Being supportive is not alienating me. So Paul is talking to the body of Christ. Because why? We found out in chapter number 1 that we were chosen in him as a body before the foundation of the world. But then we found out in chapter number 2 that the foundation of the body consists of Jews and non-Jews. Do you not remember in chapter number 2, verse 11, where he said, you remember in times past, you were Gentiles in the flesh. You were called the uncircumcision by that which was called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. And there was a 5-stripe rule. Do you remember that? He said, we were without Christ. Number 1, we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Number 2, we were strangers of the covenant of promise. Number 3, we were without hope. Number 4, and we were without God in the world. But guess what? At one time we were afar, but now we were brought nigh to God by the blood of Christ. And he became our peace and made both Jew and Gentile one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And now we are a family. That's in chapter number 2. He said we are no longer foreigners or strangers, but he said, amen, we are fellow citizens. And he said when we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, and as long as we are in the spirit, we are one. As long as we are in Christ, we are one. And it's time out for the confusion and discombobulation and disenchantment. It's time to come together. Yes, you're white and I'm black. And no, it doesn't matter. Michael Jackson, no matter if you're black or white, God wants us to come together. It's no matter you rich or poor. He said in his word, he said in Christ there's neither male nor female, bond or free, Jew or Gentile. We are all one in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're female, you're still one in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're male, you're one in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew, you're one in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're a Gentile, you're one in Christ. Stop being destructive and become constructive. Now, we see there in chapter number 2, we became a body. But then chapter number 3 talks about the mystery of the church. And we find out that the mystery of the church was hidden in God throughout the heavenlies. He was also hidden through all the generations. So that's why Lucifer, when he became Satan, did not know about the church. Because Satan, Lucifer at the time, had the sum of wisdom. But guess what? God, who created him with the sum of wisdom, did not reveal all wisdom to him. So therefore, the church was hidden in God before the foundation of the world, concerning the church coming together. And Adam
talked
about it. The prophets couldn't tell you about it. But he said it was revealed unto his apostles and prophets concerning of the revelation and the mystery of the church. That's why, amen, Satan couldn't discombobulate the church. That's why Satan could not destroy the church, because Satan did not know about the church until God revealed the church through the apostles. So Paul said when he was in prison in A.D. 61 to 62, when he wrote one of the prison ministries, prison epistles, which Ephesians is one, you got Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, or the others. We talk about those four books at the same time he was writing concerning the mystery of the church. And therefore, Satan did not know before time that God had a purpose for all of us coming together. But look what you're allowing now. You're allowing Satan to divide us because you're an apostle and I'm not, because you're a prophet and I'm not, because you're an evangelist and I'm not, because you're a pastor and teacher because I'm not. But I mind to tell you, even though you are one of those gifts, because I'm a part of the body of Christ, sometimes you need me to help you. Yes. I need you and you need me. So you might as well get ready to enjoy us all, because we're all a part of the body of Christ. Now, we're talking in chapter number 4. Do you hear me out there? Do you hear me out there? I don't know if my phone is still on. Is my phone still on? If you hear me, say hallelujah.
It's on. We hear you.
All right. I'm going to move on now. So we hear here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4 now, where he talks about the institution of the spiritual church. I said the institution of the spiritual church. If you notice in Ephesians, if you turn with me, in chapter number 4, we talk about in verse number 13. We'll start with verse number 7. He says, but unto every one of us is giving grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He said, number 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Number 9 says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Number 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Number 11 now. He says, And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? Not to look pretty, not to keep it to yourself, but look what he says here further. He said, number 12, he said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Watch this. Number 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Let me repeat that. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. Let me repeat it a couple of more times for some of you that may not understand that. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. One more time. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But let me tell you further. I'm going to move down now. I'm going to move down to verse number 16, where he says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. See, you understand. I need you. You need me. We're all a body. It doesn't matter what office you hold. If you're in the, if you're a baptized believer, if you believe in God through Jesus Christ, if you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. First to the Jew and then to the Greek or non-Jew. The gospel message is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the power of the resurrection brought me from being a sinner to a saint. It made me from a no-good person to a brother. It made me from a prostitute, a no-good whore, to a sister. It made me from being a pimp to a bishop. What are you saying? The blood of Jesus has changed my name, changed my position, changed my status. It changed my mindset. And what nerve do you have now since you've been washed with the blood of the Lamb through Jesus Christ to say that I'm nothing? I need you to survive. Stop becoming destructive and become constructive. I got it right now. I'm almost finished. But I got a little something I need to tell you. I need to talk to you out there in radio land. I need to talk to you that's in your cars, in your restroom, wherever you might be listening. I need to give you some constructive criticism, because I'm in the body and I'm not happy of what I'm seeing. I'm not happy of the way I'm feeling. I'm not happy in the condition I'm in, because you're supposed to help me directly or indirectly. But some of you are holding back on the gift that God gives you. And God told me to tell you today to release it and let God use you. Become that vessel that you can help me. Do you not know when you're not acting as one of the gifts that God has given you, you're holding back from me? Because you're supposed to speak in the atmosphere, and the demons that surround me are supposed to be gone. But they're not gone because your prayer is not interceding for me. You're not discerning for me. You're not uprooting the enemy that's in my life. Because God has put you in the body at such a time as this. God has put you in the body to help me in my infirmities. God put you in the body to take me out of my mind. But you got me in my mind because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Stop becoming destructive and become constructive and build me up to where I belong. Look here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm almost finished. Look here. You're not doing your job. The Bible said that he gained some. That means everybody don't have it. That means somebody don't have that gift he gave you. You're saying, well, everybody got it. No, everybody don't have it. Because if I had it, if I had all the gifts, I wouldn't need you. If I was an apostle, I wouldn't need you. If I was a prophet, I definitely wouldn't call on you. If I was an evangelist, I wouldn't even come your way. If I was a pastor, I wouldn't even have you to be my member. And if I wasn't a teacher, I would keep my mouth shut. But guess what? He gave that to you to help me. God said you are destructive when you don't help me and what he's given you. Mm. Wow. You said, why are you talking about me? Because you said you are an apostle, You said you are an authoritative officer of the New Testament church. You said that you're one of the noble missionary Christians.
Come on, you preaching today.
To promote the gospel. You're supposed to be the person who initiates great moral reform. You're supposed to be the person who advocate and support the importance of the belief system of the apostolic faith. You said that's what God has given you, but you stay to yourself. You're supposed to continue the church work. You're supposed to set the church in motion, apostle. You're supposed to evangelize and preach throughout the world the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. You as an apostle supposed to persuade individuals and convert them to Christianity. You as an apostle supposed to make disciples out of us. You're supposed to establish the office and bring forth deacons. You're supposed to cause people now to become ministers and ordain them to take over churches that you founded. And whatever problems that that church goes, you're supposed to write letters unto them and encourage them through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the prophets, and even through your own passions. But you won't even write a letter to me and say, God bless me. You won't even say, may God be with you. You won't even send a handkerchief my way. You won't even say, let your shadow pass by me and heal me.
Come on.
Throughout the world, you're not even preaching the gospel. You got that little hula hoop around your way. Loose here from Hawaii. Hallelujah. Loose here from Spain. Loose here from the elements of this world. And preach the gospel.
God.
The enemy, as an apostle, I'm giving you constructive criticism today in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. In the motion,
I'm not leaving all of you out. I'm not just talking about the apostle. Now I'm on you prophets out there. Hallelujah. You're supposed to help me. You're supposed to be the person that uttered divine inspiration and revelation. You're supposed to be the one that do more than ordinary spiritual and moral insight. You are called inspired poets of God. You are effective leaders, spokesmen for God. You're supposed to speak concerning the cause of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. You are the mouthpiece prophet of God. You are the mouthpiece to the universal church, and you are a mouthpiece to the local church. You're supposed to set in motion what the apostles are saying. You're supposed to carry out the divine order of prophecy. You're supposed to bring divine revelation of scriptures to me and confirm that which Jesus and the apostles and the prophets preached concerning the upward mobility in my life. You're supposed to assist the pastors in running this church, but you sitting around running your mouth, and you will not run the church. You won't run the body with the office that God has given you. Stop becoming destructive. Let God use you and prophesy like you used to. Stop using divination as a trick to get me to listen to you. If you speak the word of God, I will know it and be blessed. Can you try hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. I'm talking about you, apostles and apartment prophets. Now I'm talking to you, evangelists. Amen. I'm talking about you, people that are supposed to be out there evangelizing. Amen. You're supposed to preach the gospel.
Lord
the good news
is speaking today.
After the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're supposed to be an effective preacher who ministers to the local churches, the churches that directly or indirectly associated with Christ. You're supposed to have the office. You have a unique office. You're supposed to help the hands of the pastor. You're supposed to go in there and help the pastor, not take his members. God did not call you the pastor. Calls you to help the pastor. He calls you to help the pastor. And however long the pastor wants you to stay, he wants you to do what you got to do. Stop taking members from people's churches. You ain't no evangelist. You are becoming destructive. But God said, I want you to start being constructive. I want you to start building the churches up. Go out in the society. Go out in the hedges and the highways. And tell them to go to Reverend Bubba's church. Tell them that Reverend Bubba and I'm a spokesman of Reverend Bubba, and I'm here to let you know that the devil's kingdom must come down.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. You're supposed to be a great preacher of the word of God. Hey, man, you're disturbing the communities because you're running around doing your own thing. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about your car. Don't worry about your bills being paid. Just preach the gospel. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. Become constructive and stop being destructive. Oh, I'm not finished yet. I'm going to talk about you pastors out there. You said the Lord called you the pastor. You're supposed to be that spiritual overseer. You're supposed to be that clergyman in the community who serve the local churches or parishes. You're supposed to serve as a pastor of the Church of God. Your functionality, the aspect of your office is related to spiritual or spiritual guidance, especially to the congregation. How you're relating to the pastor of the Church of God. You're supposed to nurture me. You're supposed to shepherd me. You're not supposed to molest me. You're not supposed to fondle me. You're not supposed to rebuke me in front of everybody openly with criticism that's not
what
of God.
What you say, my God,
you're
today.
You're causing destructive criticism. God said, become constructive. Build up my church. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, feed my lamb. The Lord just put you in charge of his flock. But Jesus said, if you can't take care of my own, get out the way. I'll give it to somebody else. So stop being destructive and become constructive because the body is suffering and divided because you won't do your job.
Yes.
You're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be one that teaches. You're supposed to be one whose occupation is to instruct. You're supposed to instruct. You're supposed to educate. You're supposed to train. You're supposed to discipline. And you're supposed to school. When you school folks as a teacher, that's the means to cause to acquire knowledge or skill. How many people have you since you taught? How many people have you caused to become a pimp to a preacher? How many people have you caused to change their life and change them around? Pick them up and turn them around. Put their feet on higher ground. How many people have you motivated? How many people have you uprooted from the depths of hell? How many people have you been taught that now they became teachers? How many leaders have you become now to be great leaders? How many people have you motivated, stimulated, activated, and caused to consecrate? You are a problem to us because you hold back your mouth. But God said, open your mouth. I put my word in you like I did Ezekiel. Amen. If you don't, now you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Say as Isaiah said, he said, woe is me, for I am undone, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And watch what the Lord will do for you. He'll call the angel to go across the altar and pick up a coal. Yes, he will. And he'll put the coal on your lips. And then the Lord will say to you that he's taken and purged you from your sins and taken away your iniquity. And then when God gives you the second chance, I want to let you know God has given you a second chance today. I want to let you know God is saying, redo it, and I'll be with you. And then when God began to speak to you, and he said, whom shall I send, and who will go for it? Then you can say, then said I, hear my Lord, send me. I want to let you all know today that the body of Christ is divided because the apostle won't do his job, because the prophet won't do their job, because the evangelist won't do their job, because the pastors won't do their job, and the teachers won't do their job. But the Lord said, I'm going to hold you responsible. Now, if you don't start leading my folks like I instructed you to do, I'm going to get rid of you. I'm going to desecrate you. I'm going to obliviate you. I'm going to raise up someone to take your place. God said the dangers of division is I'm going to take you out from among the people because the people need you because I called them. I called you for the people. I alienated you from your crowd to the people of God. And God said, I want you to get your passion back. I want you to get you the spiritual groove back. You lady evangelists, stellar spirits, I want you to get your groove back. I want you to get your move back. I want you to get your intensity back. I want you to get your prayer life back. I want want you to get your intensity back. I want you to get your ministry back. I want you to get your joy back. What you're talking about, I got a responsibility for you to do because there's division in my kingdom. Now, I'm talking to somebody out there. Somebody out there feel as though God has left. God did not leave you, but God is not going to back you up if you're not doing what he told you to do. If you're an apostle, start traveling. Start evangelizing. Start proclaiming the gospel. If you're a prophet, go back and be in that poetic, spiritual poet that he blessed you to be. Write your inspirations. Write your books. Write your memoirs. Write it with passion. Write it with conviction. Run with it. You pastors, get back to your people. Get involved with them. Find out the auxiliaries. Find out what's not being do it. And adjust. Be the coach. Be the leader. You don't need a degree to do what God wants. He said he gave captivity, let captivity captive, and gave gifts of it. Now, if you got a degree, that helps. But you don't need a degree to pastor. All you need to know is that God called you to pastor. And if he called you to pastor, all you got to do is step out in the parameters of faith and begin to work the work that God has worked in you. It's time out for being destructive. It's time in for being constructive. God has put passion in my spirit today. I love you. You I don't even know out there, but I love your gifts. We need them. Stop holding back because you have a problem in your mind. Loose your mind and let God use you. For my path. If your path has anything to do with your ministry, why God still gave you the gift? Do something about it. Talk to somebody. Do what you need to do and start doing God's work. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will pardon your sin, and I will heal your land. I will heal your body. Some of our sicknesses is because of the sin you're committing. Stop sinning and God will heal you. But you're being destructive to me when you're not being used of God. I need you. God placed you in the body. You is also destructive. That's inspired for a gift. God is dealing with some of you, and you're reneging. I don't feel like it. It's not about what you feel. It's about doing God's will. If you know he's giving you sensitivity in your spirit, start discerning.
Lord have mercy.
If he's giving you the ability to exhortation is your thing. I'm not a preacher. You don't have to preach. Just exhort his name. Sing it. Some of you need to get on a praise. Some of you need to become praise leaders. Some of you need to become exhorters of God's word. God wants to use you. Some of you are administrative only to the world. But God said, I need you. I need a few good men. I need a few good women. I need a few good boys. I need a few good girls. I need this body to continue to run. He said, wow, you sound like what Jesus wants. Jesus, while he was on this earth, am I closing? When Jesus was on this earth for three and a half years, Jesus possessed all of the fivefold gifts. The Bible, he was an apostle. Because the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, verse 1, that Christ is the high priest and apostle of our profession. We know that Jesus Christ was a prophet. We know that Jesus Christ was. We know Jesus Christ was. And left off. A piece, you know, the song in the world, break me off a piece of your love. But look what Jesus did. He broke a piece of himself into the body. He gave some of himself,
yeah.
Apostle. He gave some of himself, a prophet. Yeah. He gave some of himself as an evangelist. He gave some of himself as a shepherd or pastor. And he gave some of himself as a teacher. Why? To continue his work for the perfecting of the saints. Holla. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying. Grouping the body of Christ. Tell we all. Everywhere you move, it should be mobility. Everywhere you move, rocks should be moving. You are shakers and shifters in the body. Everywhere you move, you cause a shift. Some of you, every time you move somewhere, you shift someone's paradigm. Somewhere you shift, sometimes you shift someone out of their box. But you are so incapacitated with your own mind. You are so engrossed with yourself. You are so self-centered in your own ways until you don't even think that you are affecting me in a very catastrophic way. You don't know when you don't minister, I don't get it. When you don't heal, I don't get it. When you don't exhort, I don't get it. When you don't help, I don't get it. When you don't bring forth miracles, I don't get it. God said it's time for us to get what belongs to us, but you have to operate in the spirit for me to get my thing. You're holding back my blessing. That's why there's division. You're supposed to let God know. You're supposed to let me know through God that I'm a pastor. But you got me so confused. I'm a pastor, but I'm really an evangelist.
Glory.
You got me running around not doing what God told me to do. Some of you are not pastors. You're evangelists, and you know you're an evangelist. But you got so much pride because you don't want people to think that you left your church. But you're holding me back. Become the evangelist that God wants you to do and stop holding people at bay. God said, walk in your calling. When you don't do your evangelistic work, you're holding me back. That's why your church ain't growing. Your church ain't growing because Satan is against you. You know you feel good when you're an evangelist. Every time you don't go to church, go to new office in the church, you feel so bad, I got to go down there again. All those people making me sick. You feel better traveling, don't you? Because the spirit of evangelism, the gift of evangelism is in you. Leave the pastorship and go into your evangelistic calling.
My God.
Do what God told you to do. Do what God told you to do.
My God.
You prayed about this. He's giving you an answer today. God gave me this. I said, Lord, this sounds kind of negative. He said, no, give them constructive criticism.
I'm on, Winnie.
He said, give them constructive criticism. I love your gift, but I don't like what you're doing with it. You're holding me back. You're holding me back. I should be at some of your churches. But because you're not in the right calling, you can't call me to come to your church when it's not your church. That person should be calling you, but they're not walking in their calling. They can't call. It's time for us to do a paradigm shift in the heavenlies.
My.
I said it's time to do a paradigm shift in the
heavenlies.
I'm going
to do a paradigm shift.
Time for you to rededicate yourself to the gift that God gave you. God gave me this, people. You know me, I just quote scriptures all the time. But God said, there's an indignation in my spirit, said the Lord, because you're not walking in your calling. I never heard so many apostles stay at home. You're staying at home.
Jesus.
God said, get out. Jesus told the disciples, he told the disciples in the Mark, chapter number 16, verse 15, he said, go ye in all the world. Yes. And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Oh, he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You should cast out devils. You should speak with new tongues. Take up service in scorpions. Drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt you. He said you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But you don't even go out as an evangelist. You are a missionary. You don't belong at home. You have to go outside to create churches, develop pastors, develop elders, ordain them, send them letters, send them the gospel, send them what God said the Lord. You an overseer. Prophets? Some of you are prophelying.
Prophelying.
Some
go
of you
ahead,
are prophelying. I said prophelying. You're profiting in your life.
I never heard of that one.
Hallelujah. Somebody said testify. I forget the testify. I can testify. But some of you prophelying. God said stop prophelying and start prophesying. Prophesy what? The word of the Lord. I developed a formula for progression in God. Preparation plus opportunity equals destiny.
Destiny.
I said preparation plus opportunity equals destiny. The reason why we can't reach our destiny, because when the opportunity presents itself, we are not prepared. But I did a modification last year.
Come on, Winnie.
I modified the process of preparation. It entails three elements. It entails suffering. It entails experience and confidence. If I don't suffer in my work, if I don't gain experience in my work, and if I don't gain confidence in my work, when opportunity presents itself, I am not prepared. Therefore, my gift can't make room for me. Therefore, the body cannot be enhanced. God said it's time to preparation.
Mm.
You said, how can I do that? And you got to turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 5. He said, give it all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge.
Yeah.
Add to knowledge temperance.
Mm-hmm.
Add to temperance patience.
Yeah.
Add to patience godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. Look what he said here. He said, if you have those things, and they abound, you will be so that you will not be unbearing or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, look what he said in verse number 8. He said, if you lack these things, he said, you're blind and cannot see afar off.
Yes,
and you have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. But look what he said in verse number 10 in the latter clause. He said, if you do these things, you will never fall. God said, it's time, apostles. It's time, prophet. It's time, evangelist. It's time, pastors and teachers, to add. Because why? If you don't add,
we love you today, Jesus.
You'll become destructive and not constructive. In other words, you become my worst enemy when you don't act and operate in the offices that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you constructive criticism. And I double dog dare you to get out there and do what you need to do.
Mm.
Get out there, apostles. Get out there, prophets. Get out there, evangelists. Get out there, pastors and teachers. Do what God told you to do, and then you will bring us together, and we'll be a collective body again. And then we can tell Satan's kingdom, you must come down. In other words, if you don't do it, the dangers, the catastrophic feat or plight of division is inevitable. God bless you. Thank you. That's all I have to give in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord.
Is that all? I know you got some more. Yeah, don't call me after the show. Glory. You better empty that arsenal today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do your job. Do your work.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Mm. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. I feel like preaching. I feel like moaning now. But if it's too late, ain't no time to be moaning. It's time to get outside. Preach if you're a preacher. Teach if you're a teacher. Evangelize if you're evangelist. Apostolize if you're apostle. Do it. If you don't, the homosexuals are going to take over. Do it!
My God!
The lesbians are going to take over. Do it! The terrorists are going to take over. Do it! Apostasy will take over. Do it! Do it right now! In the name of Jesus, get out there and do it! I got to stop. Go ahead. Evangelist Adrian, please take it from now. Please.
I ain't nowhere for me to go. The Holy Ghost have spoken today. And all anybody can say on this line today is let the church say amen. He covered every base.
Amen. That's right.
He didn't hit a home run. When the home run is hit, everybody take a pause. Ain't no more what to do. When the brother didn't hit a home run, Jesus have spoke. The Holy Ghost have spoke today, people. And we have some apostles, prophets,
that's right,
evangelists, pastors, and teachers on the line today. This was not for the lay member. This was for you leaders today. He said constructive criticism, and I'm done.
Yes.
Dude, he can continue on because I know he got some more. Ah, glory to God.
No. Let's hear what they got to say. I want them to make known that God is talking, not me.
The Holy Ghost has spoke today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we still
He's
have about.
See, I was talking to me too. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to me too.
Yeah.
We all got a job to do. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got about 17 callers on the line still, and we're going to give you an opportunity to ask questions or make a brief comment. We want to get to everybody that we can. Truly, we enjoy Dr. Singleton. This is my mentor. This is my friend. He's been a confidant. He's my relative. He's in my bloodline. I tell y'all, it's in our DNA. We got to preach this gospel to every creature. The Bible said this gospel is going to be preached to every creature. Yes. Hallelujah. He is Allah of the world. What I love about him, he's down there. He's not puffed up about no titles. This young man can teach his father something, but he don't do that. He don't do that. He take the low seat. And my Uncle Alfred always told me, a low man don't have to ever worry about falling. And glory to God. Bless you, Mother, today. Jesus, all I can do is just give God the glory today.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Mother states, then Prophet is King, and then we're going to go to Apostle Johnson, then we're going to get to Evangelist Cummings. We're going to get to all of you all. This was a word. A word.
That is what a house divided.
Friends, to go into the archives and listen to this message. This is a message that the world at large need to hear today. Mother states, go ahead, Mother.
Honey, you better hear. That is what a house divided will do. My God. And reason why he got into that whooping, he got to taste and to see that the Lord is good. My, that's where they get that, David said, taste and see that this word, that the Lord's word is good. Glory to God. All I got to add is one thing. He said, they without us. He didn't clear it all up. They without us is incomplete. People of God, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for that revelation. I thank you for adding to me today. I thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Asia, prophetess, evangelist, Asia, for your work. Glory to God. My life will hit and threw me into a paradigm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't take this word lightly. He been in my business because the purpose of the voice of the sender was the angel took the coal over the mouth. Hallelujah. He said, here am I. He didn't know I was sitting here writing it when he was prophesying. Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Holy Ghost, my prayers are with you. Hallelujah. And for this day forward, we're crying out for Dr. Singleton. God is putting ministries in my life to pray him to use the destiny protectors to pray a prayer covering and add to them through prayer. You've added to me. You know, through me in a paradigm shift. My God. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way back home this weekend. And I'm going home with a new thing. Ah, thank you. Turn it into your hands because it's on the line. It's fire. It's on the line. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for teaching us. We cannot stand divided. We need each other. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take it, Adrian. It's on fire. It's an anointing. My God, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Jesus, he done showed us what we must do. He done showed us what we must do. Yes, he done showed us by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
If we don't do this thing, Lord, we won't survive. If we don't do this thing, we don't unite the love.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Will not,
thank
the
you,
church
Jesus.
Will not survive if we don't stop the division, if we don't stop being selfish. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Oh, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, Mother. Lord, the prophetess.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. You brought it home on today. Oh, my God. I don't have no words to even say. All I can do is stand in awe because you brought it home on today. I don't think I need to eat anything else from anybody right now because you brought it home with the fire. You told us exactly what we need to do. You told us. I'm telling you, encourage me because I am a prophet. I am a mouthpiece of God, and you have encouraged me to push forth. You have encouraged me to pull everybody together. I'm going to tell you, that's my ministry. It's pulling everybody together in love and unity. He didn't make me to do nothing without them. He gave us the fivefold. He gave us some apostles, some prophets, some preachers, and some teachers. We got to work together in the body of Christ. God have mercy. You brought it home. He shunned it in a little shaky. A little bush.
Yeah.
I say to you, man of God, continue to the bush. I needed it a bustle. Yeah. The fire of God is on you.
Yes.
That was more in your belly that you had to pour out onto us. In a little bullshit, I don't think you're done right now. I don't think you're finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Jesus,
thank you,
I thank you for that word. I thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for bringing him on here. I thank you for that word. We needed to hear that.
Yes, God.
God, we got to work together in the body of Christ. Jesus. My God, my God, my God.
Amen, amen.
God, I love you.
God bless you, Prophet Adrian. We're going evangelist.
God bless you.
Since I tell you that, you know, he don't come with no big swelling words and any rhyming and trying to rhyme and trying to get with these rappers and all the they say.
Come on.
He preaches the unadulterated.
Yes, he does.
Of God.
Oh, Jesus.
Evangelist, and then Apostle Johnson. Then we're going to go to Evangelist Doris after Apostle Johnson, and we're going to get to the rest of you all, I promise. Evangelist Cummins, God bless you.
I'm full. All I can say, I'm just full. The Word of God said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he been sent? That young man, Dr. Singleton, has been sent from God. When I heard that word, I mean, I hear him all the time, but today it felt like I was walking along and Jesus was opening up the scriptures to me.
My God.
That's the way I felt. That's the way I felt. He was just opening up the scriptures to me. Jesus talked. Hallelujah. Te shamosha. And you know, we have to learn. He taught that lesson today.
He did.
And we got to learn how to quit pulling each other down, but lift each other up and lifting up the people of God, because we have to be together. A house divided is going to fall. We got to learn how to lift. We don't have nothing. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. God bless you, Evangelist Adrian. God bless you, Dr. Singleton. And that young man is, and I'm going to tell you one thing. He's not just talking what he's talking. He's living the life. I'm watching.
All right.
He's living the life. He's living the life.
Amen.
God
bless. Hallelujah. Apostle Johnson, God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Cummings. Evangelist Cummings is a member of Dr. Singleton's father's church, so she's been knowing him since he was a little boy. Okay, so, hey, what a wonderful testimony when somebody can speak of your life. Not something they heard, but something that they witnessed you live. Amen. Apostle Johnson, then Evangelist Dart. Then we'll come
in. Amen. Certainly grace and peace to all. Certainly, men of God, you brought the word of God with fire and with clarity. Certainly, I like to hear great teaching to where wisdom and knowledge and understanding can come forth. And I think that today you did a wonderful job demonstrating what God wanted the people of God to hear. A certain sound. There's a certain sound that God wants us to hear in this hour, and everybody don't have that sound. But today I heard that sound. That was the sound of glory. That was the sound of God, the voice of God speaking, because in this hour he's looking for people to take their rightful place, their rightful position. And so I thank God for you, man of God, because you help people understand if they're in position or out of position, because there's one thing about a baby when it's being birthed, if it's turned the wrong way, then it can't come out with life. And so I say you help some people turn their babies around. You help some people turn around today. You help some people turn to where they'll be pushing the right way, because they're trying to come out feet first instead of head first. But you let them know today you got to dive in. You got to come out the right way. And so I thank God on today for this word coming through your mouth with power and clarity of God. Man of God, you keep preaching and teaching the gospel the way that God has given it to you, because it's changing the lives of people. It's changing the lives of people. It makes you check your report. On today, I had to look and say, Apostle, look at your title, Apostle. Look at it. Are you doing these things? And I began to check some things off. And I began to say, hold on now, I might be missing something. Let me go in and look a little bit. Let me get a little bit closer. Let me get a little bit there. But I thank God for you, man of God. What a powerful word today. You keep preaching and teaching this gospel the way God has given it to you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. We're going to go to two of the area codes, two of the numbers that I'm not familiar with. Bear with us. Everybody will get a chance to say something. Area code 707, the last four of your number is 1466. Can you agree with this caller?
Yes.
707?
Yes.
God bless you. Who are we speaking with?
Pastor Ethel Larimore. I received a text from Mother Spates.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor Ethel. So good to have you join us today.
Yeah, it was wonderful. One of the things that is on my heart when I heard this is that there was a sadness that I felt because of the fact that, like we're saying, that we're not concerned about titles.
Yes.
The key is that there is a lack of knowledge and a lack of respect for the anointing of God and the call of God in these particular offices and giftings in the body of Christ. And one of the things that I've been seeing is that there is, the Lord says that that we perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And what I see in the body of Christ and the many ministries that I've been a part of or been involved in is that there's either that lack of knowledge about the fivefold ministries and the giftings that's there, because I can see in a lot of the ministries every giftings but are not recognized.
All right.
Not acknowledged and not even utilized. And you could see the harm and the danger that's evolving and that's erupting in the church. And I do think that there certainly needs to be teachings to pastors in terms of understanding also where is your apostle? Where are your apostles? Where are your prophets? Look at the ministering gifts in your body and what are you developing in? And to know that God has a place for everybody in the body of Christ. And I think that it has strengthened me in your discussion with regards to prayer, intercessory prayer, that when we say we become one, that God provides the kind of preparation that you talk about to the body of Christ, to the leaders, just as you're doing, but to get it across in terms of opening that there is a lack that's going on in the body of Christ.
Amen, amen.
And
thank you, Pastor Ethel. We still have about 7 or 8 more callers to get to.
Okay, well, that's it. But that's it.
That was
but
wonderful.
Thank you.
That's very enlightful, Pastor.
Yes.
That's very enlightful.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Ethel. So good to have you with us. Don't let this be your last time. Amen. By the way, I just want to get you all before you sign off. You don't want to miss tomorrow another powerful, anointed vessel of God. Prophetess Cheryl Harrison will be ministering for us on tomorrow. So before you all drop off, I just wanted to give you that announcement. Amen. God bless you. Sister Patrice, that was a mighty word. She's not able. Her phone is acting up, Dr. Singleton's, but she gives you God a blessing, and she thank God for the word on today. Let me go to area code 562. That's a California number. The last four of your number is 8578. Can you greet us? Area code 562. The last four of your number is 8578. Your mic is open. Can you greet us? Well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Evangelist Doris, and then we're going to Sister T, Sister Corinthian after Sister T, and we still have Sister Dorothy Screen. 3 more callers, so please keep your comments short. We're trying to get through this lifetime. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Oh, my God, Pastor Singleton, that was just so anointed. I was ready to explode. My stomach was full of fire. Oh, my God, you have ignited something in me. I know God was definitely speaking through you today. Everything was so anointed. And when you do ministry, you just got to say what God tells you to say and not concern about how anybody is going to take it. And that was really a lesson from God. I am so filled up right now. I can explode. And I thank God for you. I am going to take more action. You spoke to me, definitely. Thank you very much. And may God continue to use you and bless you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, Evangelist Doris. We're going to Sister Albertine and then Sister Tammy and then Sister Corinthian. If we could go in that order, we got 2 more after that. I'm trying to get to everybody. God bless you. Sister Albertine, God bless you today.
Oh, thank you. I just want to say that he is so powerful. And when you know the name of God, he will speak right to your spirit. I've been waiting for him I have wrote a screenplay to DMX. To I have a show out right now that's called Beautiful Empowered Women. And I, God put so many stories and ideas in my mind. And I just, I'll write them and I'll set it down. And lately, he has really been ministering to my
students. Yeah, open the door, so she must be hot again.
This today, this did it. This did
Hallelujah.
It. And I want to say thank you and God bless you. And I'll continue to pray for you and your ministry and your family. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Albertine. We're going to Sister Tammy, then to Sister Corinthia, and then to Sister T. God bless you.
I just want to say I'm thank you, and I'm full, and I'm blessed. So thank you again for the word. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Corinthian, and then we're going to Sister Dorothy Screen, who invited Sister Albertine and Sister Tammy on our line. That's my upline with five links, and I did see my little sweetheart Faithful on. She dropped off. Maybe she'll come back on. Dr. Singleton had a chance to meet Faithful over the line. So, amen. Sister Corinthia.
First, giving unto God, to Dr. Singleton, all who honors you. I so greatly appreciate God for the words that I've heard today. Dr. Singleton, I love you, and I so greatly appreciate God for you and for those words of wisdom, those words of encouragement. I'm in a place right now where I'm seeking God. I'm trying to find my rightful place, and I'm so glad that I was able to hear what I heard today. It really makes me want to just, you know, to really just hope and seek God just that much more to find out what I'm supposed to do for him. I hear all the time that I am an evangelist, but I'm waiting on God to reveal that to me, to show me who I am. And I thank and appreciate God because it is safety in numbers. And division, you know, we can't get nowhere with the division, but with us being together, coming together as a whole, is safety in that. And I thank and appreciate God for how in the multitude of counsel there is safety. And I just thank and appreciate God for his word today. I appreciate God for his word.
Can I say something?
Come on with it.
If God say go, go.
I'm going. And I'm running. I'm going to run as hard as I can run. I'm going to run till I can't run no more. And I'm going to keep on running. Even if that chicken wind going to kick in, and I'm going to keep on running.
I think you're on your way. You're doing good.
We're supposed to be encouragers one to another. And just like you today, you really encouraged me, and I'm sure you encouraged Evangelist Adrian. And I thank and appreciate God for her. You know how we supposed to be helpers one to another, and that's what we're supposed to do, encourage one another. And what you did today was you came up on the line and you edified the people, the listeners. You edified us. You encouraged us. You gave us that second wind to run on to see what the end is going to be.
Second wind. Oh, Lord.
Second wind. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
I like
we're
that.
Going to
Second
Sister Screen, then the T, and I think we've covered everybody, and we're going to go back to our speaker for the final comments. Sister Screen. Dorothy, God bless you. This is my upline with five links, y'all. I ain't been doing nothing, but y'all pray for me that the Lord will give me a second win.
Second win. Oh, Lord. I like that.
I like Sister that, too. Screen, God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, please give her a second win as if she ever lost it.
I haven't lost it, but I gotta gather my composure again. Prioritize, and I have to come back and do some constructive instead of destructive criticism.
All right.
I heard you, Dr. Singleton. Go ahead, Sister Screen. I love Dorothy.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, every time I listen to you, my heart just swells up. You get right to the meat.
Hallelujah.
You really do. The very first time that I was introduced to you was at the appreciation dinner. Evangelist, yes. And thereafter, I've heard you talk a couple of times on the ministry. And, you know, I just want to say thank you. You are truly blessed. Your entire family is blessed. And everybody on this line is blessed
Hallelujah.
Because we have a vehicle that we can come together and listen to the word. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Amen. I told Dr. Singleton in Northern California, his name is just like one of those mega folks. Hallelujah. But you know what? God has given him so much more than the mega preacher. Hallelujah. So I'm not going against these mega folks. They're mega, but he's mega also, because he's mega in the world. He's mega with the people. See, if you ain't mega with the people, I don't care what your other mega status is.
That's right.
You got to be mega in God's kingdom. Amen.
That's right. I like that.
Hold on. And let me go to Sister Ruby before Sister T. Sister T and
I'm still here. God bless you. I thank God for Dr. Singleton on today. For the last few weeks, I've been going through some crazy stuff, but I thank God because he's the one who called.
Yes.
My pastor did for me on Sunday. That was amazement for me that he gave me a license to be an evangelist, even though I never thought that I was. But now that I know that's what God called me to do, as he's been having me out there talking to people and letting people know about God. But what you put in my spirit today as I was crying, as you were teaching this today, that he requires more. He wants more. He requires more. You were talking about the person that's sitting up in the house and not doing what God called them to do. And you were speaking about me.
Hallelujah.
You are not doing enough in the kingdom.
Oh.
So I just thank you. I thank you for coming on. This is not my first time hearing you. I heard you in Stockton for the first time. And now that I'm here in Oakland, Lord knows there is a lot to do here. And I thank God for those words of wisdom that came from you on today. I just ask the saints to continue to pray for me as I'm out in the highways and byways of Oakland. So people about God. Thank you. Thank you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Here's one of your favorite things, Sister Ruby.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, Dr. Singleton.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, so blessed. You know, we're just so blessed that the anointing, you know, you can't do anything without the anointing with the word. And Jesus Christ has put that anointing down in you for years. And I just thank the Lord for you and love you, love the spirit that he has allowed you to teach and the preaching and the anointing that flows. I'm just so excited. I'm just jumping them down. But you know what? I'm going to jump them down there in them streets and have me out of track. Hey, hallelujah. I'm going to get busy for the Lord. So pray my strength and Lord, you and your family.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bye. We just want to take a moment also to let Mother Spakes give you her information for her ministry and also Prophetess King. And then we're going back to our speaker, and we're going to let him close out. We have just enjoyed Dr. Singleton and have enjoyed all of you all with your comments and all of your inspiration. I know everybody got some. Everybody was able to partake in this today. So, Mother Spakes, can you give them your information and then our Prophetess King with the prayer line that God had blessed her with also.
Amen. It's Premountain International Ministries, where we meet together Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, almost 5 days a week, calling God's people here, training and equipping Dr. Singleton, what you're doing. But the number is 916-233-2999. I'm sorry. The access code is 893030. My administrator is not on. She usually do all that excellent talking for me. But what I want to do is the Lord. You don't know the Lord has told me when I get home. The voice of the sender he gave me 30 years ago is a broadcast and a magazine, and is dealing with the fivefold ministry coming in, doing just what you did on that broadcast, sharing. And the voice of the sender, a voice behind the voice, as Apostle Timothy said today, the sound. I was writing the purpose today of it. and everything you want discussed, even the angels, Dr. Cole, and the sound of God behind us in our voices, blowing the trumpet in Zion, sounding the alarm. And so I would be honored, and we'll get together with Evangelist, your information. You're definitely one of those speakers, along with the bishop, that will come on one day a week, 5 days a week, but one day a week that will be discussing these revelations of the church, how we can move forward and stop this division. So that's all
amen.
I have to say.
Dr. Singleton, Mother Spates is Faithful's mother.
Okay.
Is mother, minister, prophetess Patricia Spates, and this
like,
is Faithful.
Like mother, like daughter.
Amen.
Faithful's mother, and we met Faithful through Mother Spates, and she's been a big supporter and certainly been an encourager to this ministry and also my family. And a blessing. Yes, she is. Amen. Thank you, Mother Spates.
That's why I don't even know my ministry. She does. That's why I didn't know what to say. She runs as administrator. To God be the glory.
Well, I tell you, Dr. Singleton, I will get you his information, and he will certainly be honored to come on one of the days that you assign to him and speak for your listeners. He's that kind of a person. Amen. So we're going to Prophetess King. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess King.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. My prayer line is called, it's called Kingdom Collaboration International Ministries. God gave it to me to enhance those that are out here in the fivefold, that we don't look at the titles or the calling. All we do is come together to unify the body of Christ and show love for one another and help each other grow. We're on basically 6 days out of the week. We don't come on Monday, but we go 6 days out of the week, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have teaching by Apostle Johnson, and we go on, we do prayer Tuesdays and Thursdays. And like tonight, we're coming on at 10:30 on tonight, and we're just allowing God to be God and allowing him to just do what he has to do in the ministry. And there's been healing and deliverance coming out of this, and there's been changes in people's lives. So I say to you, Pastor, we would like you to come on. We'll get your information from Evangelist Bernard, and she can transfer my information to you. But I'm going to say tonight, the number is 218-862-3915. The passcode is 598-761. We invite anybody and everybody to come on that is in the body of Christ and allow God to use you. We want to see this we want to see the transformation in the body of Christ, that we stand up and be who God has called us to be, and we go out here and win these lost souls for one another.
Amen.
And we love one another, and we build up each other.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, we're going back. Thank you, Prophetess King. We're going back while we still have about 3 minutes live, and we want Dr. Singleton to have the final comments and also to close us out with prayer. Remember, tomorrow, you don't want to miss this woman of God. You ever was in doubt of a true prophet, a true prophetess, Dr. Singleton can concur with me and agree with me about this wonderful, wonderful prophetess that will be ministering with us on tomorrow, and that's none other than Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer.
Oh yeah.
Ministry. She will be ministering with us today. So if you got anything going on in your life, all she got to do is hear your voice. Matter of fact, she ain't even got to hear your voice. She can discern the spirits that are on the line. Amen. Am I telling the truth, Dr. Singleton?
You're telling it right.
So join us tomorrow, and you can go, if you all are Facebook, you will be able to see the information, but she will be on ministering on tomorrow. So, Dr. Singleton, it's been a pleasure, cousin, to just have you to take out of your busy schedule and just come and speak with us, say the Lord. Truly, I have to say that God used you. I know you didn't have no notes.
Because when God when God speaks, the notes go in, the notes get pushed to the side.
That's right.
And we thank God for you. God bless you.
I want to say that I thank the Lord. You know, something came to me back. I talked to someone one time, long distance, and I told him, I said that the reason why we're not able to receive divine revelation is because we don't recognize or recognize divine confirmation. In other words, God revealing unto you where you are at that present moment in order for you to get full revelation, that which we don't have knowledge of. And so it's wonderful today to know that God was speaking. I know he was speaking through me because even the way that I came forth, I didn't foretell myself speaking the way I did, but he put a spirit on me to have the feeling of a concerning about what's not happening. So when he put that on me, I felt what I prayed forth. But I thank the Lord for the confirmation that he brought forth of the divine revelation concerning of what he wants us to do. So just keep praying for us that the Lord will continue to use us. And I'm going to pray for you that the Lord continue to use you all, because without you all, I can't move up. And without me doing what I'm doing, then you can't move up. So we need one another. You wanted me to pray, Evangelist?
Amen.
Evangelist?
Yeah. Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gathering, Lord. You told us, Lord God, that you dwell in the midst of praises, and that you seek us such that we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for the spirit of your word. Father, for you said that your word is spirit and it is life. And so we thank you, Lord, for all those, Lord God, that who are committed to you, and those that continue to add to their ministry, that what you want them to do, that the world can be a better place, and that the saints of God can be able to move in the direction that you want to have them to do. Father, we ask you to bless everyone that was on the line. Bless their families. Bless their total person, Lord, that they'll be able to give you what's needed. And, Father, we thank you for this wonderful ministry, this platform, this way, this vehicle for the plethora of ministries to come forth on this platform. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless Evangelist Adrian, Lord God, and keep continue to give her the vision and continue to give her the association of those of appreciation of the ministries that you have blessed them with. My Father, we ask you to take them, Lord God, to their several places, destinations. We ask you, Lord God, to shield and protect them. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy. What you hear.
God bless you. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.